เสียงแตกเด้อเปียน
เจ้าสวัสดีเด้อเปียน
โอเค5 4 3 2 1
Bomb experts safely destroy more unexploded ordnance, or UXO, unearthed in a field. It's a battle they can't win. The sheer scale of the task is mind-boggling. The US dropped an average of 1 B-52 bomb load on Laos every 8 minutes, 24 hours a day, for 9 years between 1964 and 1973. Of the 260 million cluster bombs that rained down, an estimated 80 million failed to explode and remain lethal to this day. But two generations have grown up with the danger in their midst. Tom Morgan of the Mines Advisory Group.
People grow up with bomb casings and bomb parts all around them, and they've used the metal throughout their lives. You know, it's everywhere in their houses. They use it for making cooking utensils. They use it for stilts to put the houses on. They use it for planting crops in. It's completely familiar to them, and I think that removes some of the fear. They just see it every day.
But these familiar items offered a new opportunity for poor subsistence farmers. Chinese demand for steel pushed the price of scrap metal through the roof. That's a chance to earn hard cash from what's lying around in the fields and in the forests.
Lao people have learned to adapt to the UXO problem in the country.
Edwin Fegmani of UXO Lao.
They live with it every day. However, prices of scrap metal is increasing. They are now making it into a family industry. What I mean here is people are now going out actively hunting for scrap metal using homemade or cheap metal detectors and then trying to find scrap. Scrap metal can fetch anything from 1,500 kip or about 20 US cents to about 3,500 kip or 30 US cents. So in a place where the average family income is less than a dollar a day, then if you find a kilo or scrap metal, that can buy you a good meal.
The subsistence farmers who only manage to grow enough rice for perhaps 6 months a year, there is no other choice but to go out hunting bombs, Lao's cash crop. The enormous risks are traded against the relative riches earned in the scrapyards. Joe Pereira, an occupational therapist with the Lao charity COPE, that fits prosthetic limbs to UXO victims.
I mean, I guess it's all scrap metal, it's all metal that's fallen from the sky that's lying around, but if it's bomb fragments that have already exploded, they're very heavy, so you can get good money for that, it's good quality steel. But what also may be lying around that doesn't look dangerous could be a mortar that still has explosives in it, could be a cluster munition. The cluster munition cases, some of them weigh up to 48 kilos. So that's a lot of money if you can salvage one of those. But wherever they are, of course, there are cluster munitions which are incredibly dangerous. And some people don't know the difference. And it can be difficult to tell the difference. So that makes it very dangerous that people might be collecting and walking around with something which could kill them and does kill people every year.
The bomb that exploded as Bumi Vijug dug a pond to farm fish didn't kill the 16-year-old, but it tore off his left arm above the elbow, peppered his face and body with shrapnel, and left him in hospital for 2 months.
When my parents found me, they thought I was dead already. There was so much blood, and because pieces of the bomb were stuck in my chest. I was digging a pond on our land, and the hoe must have struck a bomb. I had no idea there was UXO on our land.
Lao's grim legacy, still exacting a high toll 30 years on, has made it a poster child for the forthcoming treaty banning cluster munitions, COPE's Pereira. Again,
I think the very fact that this thing happened 30 years ago and is still killing people makes it entirely relevant that these things are still killing and injuring people today. Slowing the development of one of the world's poorest countries. That's absolutely integral to the fact that it was 30 years ago and they're still suffering today. So that makes it very relevant. And Laos is the worst affected country in terms of cluster munitions. So I think there's a very valuable lesson that could be learnt here. you know, at the time, whichever conflict you're talking about, that there may have been felt to be a justifiable reason, but for civilians to be injured after that conflict has ended, that's not acceptable, I don't think, in anybody's mind, certainly not in mine, and certainly not in the people that I meet here in Laos, that through no fault of their own are coming into contact with things in their villages, in their homes, that just shouldn't be there.